name is Patrick McGillivray, and I'm an experienced marathoner, ultra runner, sports nutritionist, master life coach, and weight loss coach for runners. I've dedicated my life to helping runners just like you properly fuel your body and your mind so you can get leaner, get stronger, run faster, and run longer than you ever thought possible. This is Running Lean. Hey there, and welcome to episode 222 of Running Lean. My name is Patrick McGillivray, the weight loss coach for runners. And today, how to stop the mindless eating. So have you ever found yourself at the end of a sleeve of Oreos or at the bottom of a bag of potato chips and you thought, did I really just eat all that? I know I have, probably too many times to count. So if you have ever found yourself in that situation, then you've probably done some mindless eating. Mindless eating is something that we've all done at one point or another. And it's something that you can absolutely change. You don't have to continue to eat mindlessly. There are some practical things you can do to change this behavior. So today here on the podcast, what mindless eating is and how to stop the mindless eating once and for all. But first, I know I talk a lot about nutrition, weight loss, running, strength training here on the podcast. And if you're new, welcome. I'm glad you're here. But this all might feel a little overwhelming for you. If you want a great place to start, I've got you covered. I created a free hour-long training video that you can check out at any time. It's called 5 Simple Steps to Becoming a Leaner, Stronger Runner. You're going to learn all the basics of nutrition and strength training and endurance and mindset, all geared towards you, the runner. If you're a runner, you want to lose some weight, you want to get stronger, you want to become the most badass version of yourself, then this free training is exactly what you need to get started. Just go to runningleancoaching.com, click on free training. It's pretty self-explanatory. And then get started on your weight loss journey today. Cool? Awesome. Okay, let's talk about this. I've been excited to talk about this for some reason. I don't know why. But I think it's one of the things that people have been telling me that they want to change. I talk to a lot of people every day about coaching, and I always ask them, like, you know, what do you want some coaching on? And you know, how can I help you? What goals do you have? And inevitably, most of the people I talk to, that they list like the mindless eating or the automatic eating as one of the things that they want to change. So if you're somebody that wants to lose weight, then you really have to change your whole relationship with food. All right, if I just sit here and I say, here's what you're going to do. You're going to eat these things and not eat these things, and you're going to be fine. I got this. I got this, Patrick. I'm good. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Okay. But in reality, you don't got this. I'm just going to tell you. What you got is a lot of conditioned behaviors. What you've got is a lot of habits that you've been practicing for years, decades, probably around food. A lot of learned behaviors around food. You've been doing the same things for years and years and years, for decades, like I said, when it comes to how you eat, how you approach food. And if you want to lose weight, and you want to do it in a way that is sustainable for you, then you are going to have to make some major changes to all of this. You got to change these habits. You can't keep doing the same things that you've been doing, right? Nothing changes if nothing changes. You know, if what you're doing isn't working, then you have to change it. If you're doing automatic eating, then you have to change it. You can't be a mindless eater and expect to be able to lose weight, because we have to start taking control of what we're doing. We have to start taking control of our behavior. So the mindless eating, it's an automatic type of behavior that we engage in. It's not something you just picked up out of the blue. You've trained yourself to eat and not think about it, right? So mindless eating is an automatic learned behavior, right? So you go into the kitchen, you grab something, you start eating it, and you're not even aware that you're doing this, right? Mindless eating is kind of an unconscious behavior. I like to say it's similar to tying your shoes. Tying your shoes is an unconscious behavior. So when you you're getting ready for work in the morning, you put your shoes on, you tie them, you go, you don't even think about it. It is unconscious. You don't even remember doing it today, probably. So you just do it and you don't even have any thought, or there's no effort there. There's no thought there. You don't have to sit there and think, okay, what do I do now? I'm putting my shoe on and now I have to take these lace things and the one goes under the other. Like, no, you just do it. It takes you 2 seconds. Well, we've done the same thing with food. You know, we go into the kitchen and we scarf down a whole sleeve of Oreos. You don't even notice that you've done that until it's done. And then you're like, wait a minute, who ate all these Oreos? Did I eat all these? What the heck is going on here? Honestly, I have done this, and Oreos was one of them. Let's see, kettle chips, those kettle potato chips that are just like super salty. Oh my gosh, those are the best. I can eat giant bags of that. I get the family style bags and then I just eat it until they're gone. Oh, but that's just me. But these are unconscious learned behaviors, just like tying your shoes, okay? And you've trained yourself to do this over years and years and years, okay? So it's a habit. It's just a habit, okay? We can, if you've developed a habit, if you learn a habit, you can break the habit, okay? You've just trained yourself that when you go into the kitchen, you grab something and you eat it. And then you walk out of the kitchen. You don't even remember. It's just like tying your shoes. You don't think about it. You've been doing it for so long. It's unconscious. It doesn't take any effort. You just do it, okay? Also, a lot of times we use food to feel better. We want to use food as a way of changing the way we feel. So we grab this thing that's external to us. We ingest it. It becomes internal, and it helps us to feel better on the inside. This is called emotional eating. And emotional eating, to some degree, is also just a habit. Emotional eating can also be automatic, mindless eating. And again, it's just a habit that you've developed. You know, emotional eating is when you're bored or you're tired or you're stressed out or you're anxious and you just want to eat something to kind of feel better. You want to kind of numb the feelings that you're experiencing. You want to numb the emotions that you're experiencing. And food will do that. It has that effect. You know, especially if you go for something like sugar. Sugar lights up the pleasure centers of your brain like nothing else. And if you want to feel pleasure, just eat some sugar and you'll feel pleasure for a short period of time. And you might stop thinking about the stress or the boredom or the anxiety that you're experiencing for a short period of time. But then it'll come back. And then what do you do? Well, you got to go back to the kitchen and eat something else. And again, this emotional eating can also be a very mindless eating. It can be an automatic behavior that you're not even aware that you're doing, okay? So again, mindless eating, it's just a learned behavior. You've trained yourself to eat, and you've trained yourself to not think about it. This is important. Listen to this. Because really, who wants to think about it? So you just blank this little snack out of your brain. So you're just like, ooh, some cookies, you eat them, and then you go, bloop, and it's gone from your brain. Like it never really happened. Because if you have to acknowledge it, and if you're doing it in an intentional, conscious way, you know you shouldn't be eating the cookies. You just had lunch. You don't need to be eating all these cookies. And so you sort of blank it out of your mind. You don't want to think about it because you love it, it feels good, and you know it's probably something you shouldn't be doing, right? So you have trained yourself to not think about it, right? So you just do it, you do it automatically, and I think it's interesting when people tell me this, they're like, yeah, I don't even know I'm doing it. And I say, well, yeah, you do know, but you've chosen to blank it out of your mind. This is a little trick you're playing on yourself, okay? So why is it important to change this behavior? So mindlessly eating means that you are just eating, you know, whenever you feel like it. Not when you are actually in need of some nutrition. So this can lead to overeating. So eating all the time, it's really just not good for us. It's really not the normal state for human beings. The human body is designed to eat a couple of times a day, you know, but not just mindlessly eating snacks all the time, right? It's just not good for you. It puts a lot of stress on the systems. You know, also, let's talk about this. Let's talk about what you are eating when you are mindlessly eating. I'm guessing it's probably not broccoli. Have you ever like walked in the kitchen and you're like, man, I'm a little bored. I just want a little snack of some time. And you open up the fridge and there's some like leftover broccoli sitting in there and you start eating that. No, nobody does that. You want something crunchy and salty and sweet, like chips, pretzels, nuts, chocolate, or like chocolate that has pretzels and nuts mixed into it. You know, like whatever you can get your hands on that's going to, you know, light up the pleasure centers. And that's usually the crunchy, salty, sweet stuff. Okay. So mindlessly eating is really a way of overeating. You end up overeating and you end up overeating junk food. Like you're just eating junk, right? And so this is a bad combination. Like if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to improve your health, you know, change your diet, change your habits, mindlessly eating, you're overeating, you're eating junk food. This is a bad combination. Stop doing that, okay? Now I get it. You're like, but it's so automatic. I don't even know that I'm doing it. How am I going to stop doing this? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. So the opposite of mindless eating is what? It's mindful eating. So the goal, the first step here, the first goal that you want to accomplish here is to start being more mindful about everything that you eat. You have to start being mindful about every bite that you put into your mouth. The easiest way to do this is to write it down. This is a really great place to start. And I think that everybody should do this, not just for the mindless eating, but for all kinds of habits around food. But everything has to be written down. And the easiest way to do it is to just grab a pen and a piece of paper and write it down. So every time you eat something, just write it down. Now, I like to talk to people about this and they'll say, well, I could use this app. I use MyFitnessPal, or, you know, Carb Manager or whatever. Fine, use whatever you want. It doesn't matter, but just make it simple, okay? Apps can sometimes be complicated. They're kind of clunky to use sometimes. It takes a little bit of effort and you just won't do it. It has to be something you can do easily. It has to be simple and easy. Pen and paper is simple and easy. But if you're on the go, maybe use a note on your phone. You know, just open up a note and just start taking inventory of everything you're eating throughout the day. Every time you eat or drink something, anything goes into your mouth, you want to write it down in that note on your phone or on a piece of paper. Okay, that is step number one. So what we're doing here is we're creating awareness about what is really going on with you and food. What's really going on? There's no lies here. There's no tricking yourself. There's no deception. There's no, you know, tricking yourself into thinking you're doing something you're not or not doing something that you are. You are actually just writing down everything that goes into your mouth, every bite, lick, taste, okay? So record everything that you do. Let's do this for like a week, all right? And every time you eat something, every time you drink something, write it down. This is going to create a lot of self-awareness. This is the first step in being mindful around food instead of mindless, okay? So what starts happening here? Well, you start noticing that you're eating stuff all the time. You're eating stuff when you're not hungry. You're eating stuff when you're bored. You're eating stuff when you're feeling a little anxious. You're eating stuff that you know isn't on your plan. You know, you start to see when and where you get triggered to eat stuff. You know, oh, every time I go in the kitchen, I have to eat something. Oh, you know, every time I go in the break room, I have to eat something. You know, you don't have to keep doing that, but you need to know what you're doing first. So this is like creating such amazing self-awareness, okay? And you have to develop this self-awareness. You have to know what you're doing before you can change it, right? You got to know what you're doing before you can change it. You have to know what you're doing day in and day out before you can stop doing it, before you can start creating better habits, before you can stop the automatic behavior. So self-awareness is the main goal here. So you got to write everything down, start creating that self-awareness. So that's step number one. Step number two is this. Once you start noticing what you're doing, when you're eating, how often you're eating, the types of foods you're eating, you can begin to start practicing the pause. The pause is you pause before you put any food in your mouth. So you might get to the kitchen, you open up the pantry, and you start looking around for some, you know, Girl Scout cookies or whatever. But you pause right there with the cupboard open, and you notice, oh man, I'm really looking for these Girl Scout cookies right now, aren't I? Because you've created that self-awareness. Okay, this is really cool. This is very important and very easy to do. Okay, so you just take a moment and you pause. I'm about to engage in some kind of like mindless eating. I'm going back to these old habits. And so now you've started to create a little bit of awareness. We're starting to move into more of a mindful state. Okay. Next thing I want you to do is ask yourself a few questions. You can do this in your brain. It only takes a few seconds to do this, but ask yourself these questions. Do I really need to eat something right now? Am I really hungry? Or am I just bored or stressed out or anxious? Am I just trying to use food to feel better? What can I do instead of eating if I need to feel better? Maybe I can go for a walk. Maybe I can walk the dog. Maybe I can, you know, pet the dog. You know, what can you do that it doesn't involve eating to feel better? Do I really need to feel better at all? Maybe I can just be okay feeling a little stressed out or a little bit bored or whatever. Like, just go through these few questions in your mind really quickly, okay? So what you're doing is you're going from mindless eating to being mindful about eating. And listen, when you take that pause, you ask yourself those questions, and if you still want to eat something, then fine, eat the Girl Scout cookies or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But what you're doing here is you're not eating mindlessly. Now you're eating mindfully. You're checking in with yourself before you make the decision to eat or not eat. And I'd much rather you were mindful about eating and eat the Girl Scout cookies than making that decision to eat the Girl Scout cookies, right? So you've made a conscious decision than eating the Girl Scout cookies unconsciously. We don't want to be mindless about what we're doing. We want to be mindful. We don't want to be unconscious. We want to be conscious. You know, we don't want our body and our brain operating on autopilot here. We want to be in control. And if you're in control and you're saying, you know what, eating those Girl Scout cookies feels like a really good decision for me right now, and you do that, fine. Now, over time, it would probably be great if you cut out the Girl Scout cookies altogether. But listen, baby steps, I get it. And this first baby step is moving from mindlessness to mindfulness, okay? Around food. This is very important. It's a game changer. If you want to lose weight, this is a game changer. It's really hard to lose weight when you're eating mindlessly and automatically all the time. You make this one change, and I promise you, your weight loss journey is going to get easier. Okay. So you want to go from being a mindless eater to a mindful eater. This is where the good stuff starts to happen for you. This is where you can begin to break those conditioned behaviors and habits. This is how you start to change your whole relationship with food. You got to get away from the unconscious behavior and move towards consciousness, get away from mindlessness and start moving towards mindfulness. Okay, this is a critical first step to losing weight and keeping it off. Cool? That's all I got for you today. Love you all. Keep on running lean, and I will talk to you soon.